Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
Men didn't forget how to approach women. I think it's just that they didn't feel invited.
Like, what would people think? Am I desperate?
Yeah, like, girl, I love that hat. It's better than Tinder.
He was cute, but he was 25.
Actually, the Brazilians, I can imagine, because they would approach you even without the hat. So.
And from that moment, I knew he lied to me. I've heard a lot of things about Portuguese men, but I will always just share my experience.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to find out what it's like to be a single woman in Lisbon and see what the dating pool is like. And yeah, as we're not an expert on this.
No.
Not really.
But she is now.
Yes. That's why we have a very special guest today, who's all about navigating singlehood in Lisbon. So welcome, Mia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, it's my privilege to be here, of course. I love watching you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about you? Like, where are you from and how long have you been here?
I'm originally from the Philippines. I moved in Europe when I was 23 and I've been living in Lisbon for 2 years now.
Okay. Yeah. You said 23. You look 23.
Oh my God, thank you.
So I'm like, wait, how old is she?
It's the other side. It's 32.
Okay, but you look good. There you go.
Yeah, let's dive into it. Let's get the juicy stories flowing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I remember now you said that you wanted to put on your I'm single hat, but where's the hat?
I totally forgot about it because I was so carried away of talking with you guys. So yeah, most probably I have to put it on.
We'll put a little screenshot on the video for
those
watching.
But she has it with her, right?
Oh, you have it. Oh, you have it with you. Oh, okay.
We can put it on if you want.
Well, let's talk about the backstory first.
Yeah,
and then we'll show the hats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because what's the story behind the hat? And it's like, for people who don't know, if you follow her on Instagram, she
what's your Instagram handle?
It's her 30s digital diary.
Okay,
we put a link in the description.
Yes.
So you can follow her, and she has like this hat with and it says I'm single. So we're very curious, like, where did you get it? How does it work? Do you go on dates often? Tell us everything.
Yes.
Okay. So it actually started as a joke, and
like the podcast.
Did it start as a joke?
It did. Okay. Well, yeah, it kind of started as a joke. And then I was working with entrepreneur who's also single herself and tired of dating apps. And at that time, I was doing a Dear Future Kids series on TikTok. And it's kind of taken off. Mm-hmm. And you were like, yeah, she gifted me the I'm single hat. And I was like, yeah, let's integrate it to my contents. And that's how it started. It's actually, at first, I was very skeptical if I really wanted to wear it, because I was like, what would people think? Am I desperate? Yeah, like, kind of thinking. I was like, well, you know what? I mm-hmm. only live once. I want to do it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the story.
You know, people are going to have their opinions no matter what. So you just got to do what you're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, fuck them. No.
Okay. Yeah,
but I love that. So it was so she had the hat, or she had created the hat and she was wearing it, or?
Yeah, it's actually originally her brand.
Okay.
And we're still doing it right now. And yeah, I had it now, and I actually had really sweet encounters with it. Mm-hmm. I call it sweet because I had younger guys approaching like from 23 to 25, and I was like, oh,
because you look 23. I told you.
I wanted to say the same thing. Like, literally, that's why.
Yeah. I was like, kids, I'm your auntie. No. And then sometimes when I go to like supermarkets or shopping, there are like also sweet ladies. I love myself a girl's girl. And I was like, oh, girl, yeah. I love that hat. It's better than Tinder. And I found it hilarious. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is if you think about it. I mean, it takes balls to wear that. And I think that's like super amazing. And then also, too, it's like, guys are gonna approach you,
mm-hmm. yeah, they
because
do.
Of it.
Yeah,
it's a great conversation starter. Yeah, I can imagine,
and it's way better than doing like because I hate the apps and all of those other things.
Too.
So
yeah, we're on the same page on that.
I refuse to do any of them ever again. Mm. But I don't know. I think it's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Sorry, I keep interrupting. But.
No. But do you see yourself actually wearing?
No, I would never wear it.
No, me neither. Imagine us with that, like, it would be hilarious, but no.
I think because I'm very, I want to say picky, but I'm very choosy, and I feel bad, like, turning people down,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like if a lot of people will approach me and I'm not interested, I will feel bad. I don't know.
Because
I'm literally, like, it's like I'm a needle in a haystack kind of person mm-hmm. when it comes to a guy, it's like a feeling, so it's like 99.9%. I'm like,
no, thank you, but no.
Yeah, but that's funny that you asked. Our response. What about you, Anna? Would you?
No, I would never, because my excuse always with guys when I don't want to talk to them, I always say I have a boyfriend. So then it doesn't add up. So I can't use it. You know, I can't use that excuse anymore if I have the head.
It's like you're truly open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's
super vulnerable, which I commend. I commend it. Yeah. I really do.
But that's really
good.
But
I think it's like you could like all the stories and stuff. Like I feel like you could like do a whole show.
Mm-hmm. Like well, she has on her Instagram. It's like you share your experiences there also, right? If you go on a date.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm not revealing their faces, of course, for mm-hmm. confidentiality. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I put some stories there to share because some people are asking what happened with the hat. Give us an update.
So because you're like being brave for all the women out there that would want to or maybe wouldn't do it. So they're curious to like live through you
exactly.
with your stories. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us like, can you give us like one instance where it was like super unique the way the guy approached you?
Yeah, I think that was, I also share that on my Instagram, but this one is actually, I found it really cute. Like, I was walking in Qashqai, and then I already saw him, he was jogging. Mm-hmm. And then I was sitting, because I'm waiting for the sunset, and I was reading a book, and then suddenly I saw a shoe, because I have my hat on. And then he suddenly was like, Portuguese, English, and I was like, English? And then we just started chatting,
Was he cute?
He was cute, but he was 25.
Oh my God.
Happens all the time.
Aww. Yeah, exactly. And then he asked me on a date,
mm-hmm.
like, you want to exchange numbers? We can go for something tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had a conversation. Mm. It went well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the youngest that you have dated, like when using the hat?
I actually didn't go on a date because, I mean, I'm not with younger men. Oh, I went on date with the same age range, but as much as possible. I mean, no hate for younger men, but yeah, I just felt like it's not for me when the guy is younger than me.
I'm curious, the majority of the people that approach you with that hat, are they Portuguese or foreign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually pretty interesting because there's a Portuguese lady that says, oh, it's not going to happen in Portuguese men. Mm-hmm. They are very close-minded. Sorry, but but they
that's
are,
what she said.
Yeah, but no, but they are actually Portuguese and Brazilian, mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially the Brazilians, I can imagine, because they would approach you even without the hat. So.
Oh my God. Yeah, probably true. I can confirm.
We love the Brazilians. No.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, should we actually get into the questions?
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't discuss, like, if you go on dates often, like, because of the hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I went on dates, but not so much. Mm-hmm. I went on 3, actually. 2 completely flopped, and 1 we went on a 5th date last week, so...
Wait, why did the 2 flop? Was it just you weren't interested?
It's not more of a not interested. I think it's just that... I really appreciate the way they approached and then gave them a chance, of course, but then there's no connection at all. Like, you know, when you see them first, I was like, oh, that's nice. Because you see the, physical appearance first, of course. Yeah, I'm not being hypocrite, that's important. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the conversation, it's like, it's not really.
I'm curious, the men that approach you, would you say yes just because they approach you? Would you go on a date with them, or would you say, I'm not interested?
No, not at all. I actually had where I had to say nicely, like, no on the spot, because I didn't feel like, well, it's nice. I really appreciate the approach, but it's just not it.
So. How did you say it, or how did you do it?
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not really interested, but I really appreciate the courage to approach me. Yeah, because I think men didn't forget how to approach women. I think it's just that they didn't feel invited, because they feel like, I'm gonna be a creep if I approach a stranger, right? So I think also wearing that I'm single hat, I should also be aware that with saying no, because it means that I'm actually available. That's why it's saying I'm single, right? So yeah, I have to be mindful with what I answer to.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how did he take it when you told him?
Well, it's more of like, we didn't really end the conversation right away when I said that I'm not interested. We always have like a little bit more of getting to know each other, kind of. And then that's just it. It's either bye, or we follow each other Instagram, or he do or I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is it always like that you give your Instagram if you want to stay in touch, or do you give them like your number? How does it
It's work? Always on Instagram. I'm very, giving number, I wouldn't. No, not at all. So Instagram, yeah.
I love it. Getting the new followers in, right?
No, actually, when I was on dating apps, I don't like putting my Instagram there, because I also don't want my private life to be, you know, before I had my Instagram private. And yeah, I don't want people to just follow me because I'm there. So yeah.
Yeah.
And then also too, when you give them their Instagram, it's like they can study you, like, and know everything about you beforehand and not take the time to actually get to know you.
It's true.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing I feel about dating apps. Whenever someone asks you, like, do you have Instagram? And then you give it, sometimes it's also like that it ends there, because I think also people in general, they kind of create an image of you just by your social media. So it could go like the wrong way. It could go like could be nice. But then, you know, you never know what perception that person has of you. So
yeah,
I think it's really good to...
I'm curious, what do you think of the dating scene here in Lisbon?
Oh, wow. Well... I can only speak from my experience living here in Lisbon for 2 years. I would say it really depends on what dating scene you're looking for. If you're looking for fun, casual, or let's see where it goes, I think the city is perfect for you. Well, I'm not generalizing, but I believe the heavy mix of expats and tourists plays a big role, because there's always someone new coming in.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to connect on a deeper level, because you always know subconsciously someone new is always around the corner, I'd say. I mean, but that's
a lot of competition.
Yeah, that's what I've... It's not like the grass is always greener on the other side, but yeah, there's always a lot of people that's coming in, so.
Yeah, and also a lot of people leave, I feel, like a lot of digital nomads here.
Exactly.
At least that's what we found out. That's also what we've discussed on our dating episodes, episode 4, if you're interested. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that makes it also harder, I feel, to create a connection.
Which is hard for, like, people that's really looking for, you know, deeper level connection. So, yeah.
I feel like if you are on the vibration of wanting something stronger, mm-hmm. I feel like you will eventually align with that person. But Lisbon definitely is a, I feel like, a fast pace. It kind of reminds me also like of Los Angeles, because that's where I'm from. Because mm-hmm. it's a lot of people going in and out. Everyone in Los Angeles was from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So it was always like in and out, in and out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But totally. How is your experience with dating Portuguese men? Because you mm-hmm. did, right?
I did twice, actually. I've heard a lot of things about Portuguese men, but I will always just share my experience. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Oh, that was hilarious.
Okay, guys, so we had a little break, and
now she has the hat on. Yes. The I'm single head. This is
so
the
you
hat.
All can see. So let's get back to that question. So your experience with Portuguese men, can you elaborate? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't date a lot of Portuguese. I just did two, and don't hate me, but it's actually one of the worst dates that I've ever had. I mean, of course, we have our own differences when it's about defining what's worse, mm-hmm. right? But for me, it is. I mean, when it comes to dating, I have a high preference. And I didn't really, I would say, expected for Portuguese to be that tall. I mean, you just have to make it to the cut, 180 centimeters. But he's like 10 less. And I was like, what could go wrong with 170, right? It's not that bad. And we had a really good conversation. I just felt like there was a connection, and then it's time to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
He picked me up at the apartment. And from that moment, I knew he lied to me. I'm 152 centimeters, and we're just the same height when I went out of the door. I was like, what? Oh my God, I really wanted to cancel, but it's like, no, maybe give him a chance. Maybe it's going to be a good evening anyway. And
he was already there, right?
Yeah, so like, I really don't want to be
catfish.
Rude. Yeah, but then we were at the restaurant, and that's the thing. I was like, man, oh man, I give this man a chance because, okay, maybe height doesn't matter. But he was munching so loud when you were eating.
Oh.
Munching so loud. And then the next table could probably hear what we were talking because he talked so loud. I was like, what?
A Portuguese speaking loud. They're always talking about Americans being loud.
Exactly. I was like, what? This man can't shut up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's time for paying the bill. The waiter came. And to be honest, I don't have a problem with paying for myself. I was like, okay. I'm
on a date? Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like 20 euros. And he was like, you want to split the bill?
Yeah.
That was the last straw. I was like, no. I never, like, he didn't hear from me again. That's it.
Did you block him or just?
No, I didn't. I was like, we didn't have, because I just felt like if it's all on you, it's not on me. If you did something wrong to me, and I was like, why should I block you? You can still see my life, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you pay half of the bill?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I was like,
oh no.
But I was looking at him. I was like, oh, this man is never gonna see me ever again. Yeah, even my shadow. But yeah, I did.
But how old was he? He wasn't like young, right?
No, I think, if I remember correctly, we're the same age. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And because it's like a front, the waiter is there and he asked me to like split the bill. I was like, I don't know how to approach it. I feel bad, but that what if he doesn't have enough money? But at the first place, you shouldn't have asked me, right?
Yeah, but on the other hand, I feel like whenever I go on a date and I'm not interested in seeing that person again, I don't mind paying, because it feels sometimes also like if the guy pays, then he expects you to,
that's,
you know,
his problem.
Absolutely. I know, but not. I don't like that feeling. That's what I'm saying. So I'm always like, okay, if I don't want to see you again, I'm more comfortable with paying.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Well, yeah, that was
that's
my
me
experience. Yeah.
So, okay. And what was the nicest date that you've been on?
Oh, those are expats. I have two. I have two good picks, actually. There was a guy, and then he gave me three options if I wanted to go to lunch, dinner, and hiking. And I'm a very outdoor person, so of course I chose hiking. We spent the entire day talking, driving, and just getting to know each other, which I think when you go on a date, especially if it's active, I mean, that is not in a sexual active way, but if it's active, it should be something that you really like. Both of you, like common interest, because you always have real, you know, something that you can always connect over. And then the second one was, it was my first time ever being in Lisbon for like, I don't know, 1.5 years that time. He booked a fado dinner. And the whole night was very intentional and memorable. I don't have to do anything, just exist and show up to the place. Yeah, and then at the end of the day, night before we parted ways, he asked if I wanted to meet him again, which I think says a lot.
Oh yeah,
I loved it.
So he knows, he got the memo. Where was he from?
They are actually both Russian. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I really appreciate men that put a lot of, you know, thought into planning dates. Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, he took, like, the initiative and do all these things. So is that the guy that you're still seeing, or is it, like, that you went on multiple dates with?
The other one, yeah. I did on multiple dates. That was the one that I went on a fifth date last week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
That's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, for Lisbon perspective, 5 days is a lot, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's actually the thing. I've heard that if you go on 5 days and it's still not going anywhere, I think the guy usually asks you to know have kind of something, which is for me, what is it?
Like, you mean sex or something?
Yeah, because usually, this is the thing, that's why I mentioned that I appreciate men that really put effort into planning date, because some people are just, hey, want to come over, have wine, have dinner? I was like, or I'm going to be the dinner. Yeah. So, yeah, that means a lot, and I appreciate them.
Yeah, and where's he from?
He's also from Russia. I've actually just tried. I've never tried dating Russian before, but I was like, this is actually...
I heard the Russian men in, like, the Slavic community, they actually breed real men.
It's true. I also heard that. I can't talk from my own experience, but I've heard that, yes.
And I can confirm, because I went on two, and those were my top picks, actually.
Okay.
Nice.
Good to know, right? I know. I mean, if we ever get back to dating, keeping making notes right now. So that's really nice. All right. Ooh, should we go on to the next? Mm-hmm. This is a very deep one. We're also really curious about this. Do you think growing up in a
conservative.
Okay, you did this question.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
Do you think growing up in a conservative Asian culture has influenced the way that you approach love and your dating life? If so, how does it show?
Absolutely. I believe it really shaped the way how I approach dating. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, before, I just felt like even on early stages of dating, people should be emotionally invested to me, already intentional, loyal. And at that point, I thought that's how love is. And I've always had this belief for the longest time that there is a certain part of me that I shouldn't share unless it's leading to marriage, which I think is still common nowadays. But also I'm learning, or I've learned the healthy balance of having the depth and boundaries, like, for example, mm. because when I moved here, I'm completely shocked with the dating culture, I'd say. Mm. I don't know what was going on. I was naive. But now I've felt like I've grown into it and found the rhythm that actually feel more like.
Mm-hmm. What shocked you about the dating culture?
That would be probably the hookup dating culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So would that be like the biggest difference with, like, I don't know anything about Asian dating culture, but what would you say is the biggest difference?
Yeah, I'd say that's more that shocked me. I mean, I was 23 at that time. It's my first time, you know, moving abroad mm-hmm. outside Philippines. So I was like, what? It's very common here. That's mm. it. That's how you call it love that time. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah.
But that wasn't in Portugal, right? Like the first time that you moved abroad, was it in another country in Europe?
Mm-hmm. I was in Norway at that time. Mm-hmm. And I think they have, if I'm not mistaken, they have the biggest percent of hookups or one
night. Really?
I think I saw that recently. Yeah, it's like the northern countries in Europe. Mm. They're very like hookup culture.
Yeah, that's what I've read long time ago. I don't know if it's still relevant at the moment, but yeah.
Okay. Mm. And you feel like it's quite similar to Portugal, like the hookup culture here, like.
Yeah, I would say when I was on dating apps, I just felt like that's the case. And I felt actually bad for younger generation because, you know, in Asia, you have to court, you have to go to the house of the parents, ask them nicely, like, I want to go on a date, this and that. And here it's like, I feel bad for younger generation because they're not going to experience that courting. It's more of like, hey, want to come over? Hey, want to meet up at 12 a.m. or 2 a.m.?
It's like no effort whatsoever.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's such a turnoff.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Mm. I'd rather just be alone.
Yeah, me like, too. I totally agree.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the next one. We saw on IG that you like to go on solo dates. When did you first discover the concept of solo dating? And how does your perfect solo date look like?
Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest, those solo dates started during my last biggest heartbreak. Mm-hmm. It was a coping mechanism, you know, to reflect on myself, sitting with the pain, learning how to be kind of alone again. And somewhere along the way, I genuinely started to enjoy it. And it became a ritual. Now every Wednesday, I take out myself on a breakfast date, grab myself my weekly flowers, and go thrifting. Yeah, I love myself thrifting. That. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you really like plan it kind of beforehand, like.
Yeah, I usually do it Wednesday because that's the day in Qashqai they have the thrifting. So I was like, yeah, it's going to be my Wednesday is my me time. Yeah. And my perfect solo date, that would be if it's summer, then it's at the beach with books. Mm. Just be there. I just felt like if I have a quiet time, kind of make me feel grounded, and yeah, I really love myself some quality time.
I love that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Everyone start doing solo dates.
Right? Yeah,
which is also very important that you enjoy your own company.
It is. Yeah. And also go on solo trips if you have the chance. It's amazing. Just I feel like nowadays you can do anything basically alone, like. Yeah. So Valentine's Day is coming up. That's why I'm wearing like my heart earrings and my pink sweater because Saturday it's Valentine's Day. So do you have any advice for like single girls out here in Lisbon or anywhere else that are really like not looking forward to Valentine's Day because they're alone? Like what should they do? Do you have any tips on how to survive Valentine's Day alone?
Well, first of all, it's totally okay not to look forward to it, especially if it triggers something in you or like, you know, you feel like it's a couple day. But my advice would be if you have other single friends, go on a dinner date. Yeah, if you haven't gone out of your comfort zone this year, you have to do it. Take yourself on a solo date. maybe go on lunch or dinner, wear that dress that you've been wanting to wear because you're waiting for a special occasion. This is the occasion. You are the occasion. And yeah, just kind of maybe reflect and truly enjoy your own company and truly love yourself, because I believe that's very important, especially in the future, if you're planning to have a relationship, that's a really good foundation. That's it.
I love that, wear that dress, because there's so many. I think about myself, and I have so many dresses that I've never worn, and I'm like, oh, that's cute, but I've never like had a place to wear it. Just put that dress on.
Maybe on Valentine's Day you can wear it.
I would rather wear it on not Valentine's Day. Well, I have to say, this has been so much fun getting to know you and hearing your story the I'm Single hat. And you guys, please follow her on Instagram and just like see her journey on all of her dates and everything. I just think it's so cool.
Thank you so much
for joining us. Thank you for being here. Thanks for taking the time out to come.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah,
it's so much fun talking with you guys and getting to know you as well.
I'm excited to see where your journey takes you.
Yeah, me too.
Ready for more juicy dating stories.
Me too. Looking forward to my I'm Single hat journey.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. And remember to like, share, and subscribe. And remember, you can sign up for our weekly mail on our website. And yeah. We will see you guys in the next one. And this is from Lisbon
with love. Thank you, guys.
Ciao. Hi, guys.
Short but sweet.
Yes.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. All of us
from Lisbon with love.